Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for February 19th, 2019. In today's news, a hospital elevator involved in an incident that left a woman injured has a history of maintenance and safety problems. A girl in Utica, New York survived a 30-foot fall down an elevator shaft. Developers have submitted a plan for a residential project in Brooklyn, New York that includes a significant number of affordable units. The Housing Authority in Brockton, Massachusetts plans to replace 14 elevators, and new vertical transportation equipment is planned at a busy rail station in India.
An elevator at John Peter Smith Hospital in Fort Worth, Texas, in which a female hospital employee was injured on January 18th, had a history of maintenance and safety problems dating back to 2015, according to public records obtained by the Star-Telegram. The elevator, which is out of service, had been out of service at least four times in the year prior to the incident. In 2015, it was found to have undersized hoist ropes in a door-closed pressure system that exceeded the 30-pound limit. The pressure problem also involved three additional elevators. The source found the hospital's 47 elevators were out of service 42 times between January 2018 and January 2019, and that one other person suffered a serious injury in May 2018 when a garage elevator stopped approximately 3 inches below the floor. The hospital paid the OEM contracted to maintain its elevators a $150,000 down payment to fix the garage elevators, but it is unclear whether that ever happened. Hospital officials have publicly posted letters to the OEM that emphasize how critical the elevators are to their operations and accuse the OEM of having a disregard for urgency in fixing problems. The OEM, meanwhile, contends it has been kept in the dark by hospital officials about what exactly happened in the most recent incident and criticized them for expressing concerns through the media.
A 9-year-old girl survived falling 30 feet down an elevator shaft in a 6-story apartment building in Utica, New York on February 15th, News Channel 2 reports. The child was hospitalized with a badly broken leg and a fractured pelvis. Another 9-year-old girl who was riding the elevator with the victim tells the source the unit was behaving erratically before she pushed the door open button and jumped over what she described as a, quote, black hole, end quote, to reach the third floor. When her friend tried to follow suit, she hit her head and fell down the shaft. First responders were able to retrieve the child quickly, at which point she was transported to one hospital, then another. The incident involving an elevator that residents say has a long history of problems remains under investigation.
Continuum Company and Lincoln Equities have submitted their plan for 960 Franklin Avenue in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, to the New York City Department of Planning, envisioning a pair of 39-story towers containing approximately 1,590 residences, some 790 of them affordable, New York YIMBY reports. The development would span 1.4 million square feet and contain 9,641 square feet of retail in the first phase and 11,542 square feet in the second phase. It would also bring a total of 180 parking spaces and 50,258 square feet of open space to be divided between residents and the public. If approved, the first phase could start construction in January 2021 and be complete within a year.
The Brockton Housing Authority in Brockton, Massachusetts, is spending $9 million to replace 14 elevators in some of its high-rise buildings throughout the city, with all work expected to be complete in early 2020, the Enterprise reports. Both elevators serving a 10-story, 199-unit building were out for approximately 10 hours on February 12th, and a new elevator, manually operated by an elevator mechanic, was put into operation. Work on that elevator is expected to be complete sometime this week, prior to a 3-month job to replace the second elevator. The Housing Authority says close communication with residents and tenant associations has resulted in a smooth process and minimal problems.
Officials with India's East Coast Railway plan to install an unspecified number of escalators and 4 elevators on a new 3rd-foot overbridge at the busy Bhubaneswar Railway Station in Bhubaneswar, India, the Times of India reports. Aimed at helping the elderly, sick, and disabled, the escalators are expected to be complete by the end of this year, and the elevators sometime next year. The existing foot overbridges have vertical transportation equipment, but it is inadequate to handle the crowds. The station has been the scene of several mishaps, including a 2018 incident in which an elderly woman was injured, and one in 2017 in which an overloaded elevator fell, also resulting in injuries.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com. And be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.